Invasive quagga mussels were found in Idaho for the first time last fall. The state has been trying to get rid of them, but if it's not successful, the mussels could have widespread and expensive consequences. Rachel Cohen reports.
Michael Stevenson has spent years worrying about a tiny invasive creature smaller than a fingernail. Then last fall, they arrived. The larval form of quagga mussels and one adult were found in the Snake River near Twin Falls.
I'm feeling very anxious about it.
Stevenson works for Idaho Power, which operates 15 hydropower plants downstream of where the mussels were detected. He says the small bivalves are a big problem. They spread rapidly. A female can produce 1 million eggs each year, and they attach to pretty much any surface in the water. They can clog intakes for drinking and irrigation water systems and hydroelectric turbines. The Columbia River Basin is the only major river system in the country without a mussel infestation. One estimate says it would cost the Northwest $500 million a year to deal with. Atop an Idaho Power dam near Hagerman, Stevenson points to a metal filter between the reservoir and the powerhouse.
Probably 2-inch round steel bars. As the quagga mussels grow on them, those gaps between the bars will close down, which will reduce the water that's going into the dam.
The company currently uses a mechanical rake to remove sticks and vegetation, but prying quagga mussels off could require scuba divers. It's also considering buying special ultraviolet lights to kill baby mussels floating through its facilities.
If we get an infestation in the Snake River, it may be the biggest problem we've dealt with yet as far as infrastructural issues.
Last fall, Idaho poured a copper-based chemical into the river to try to eradicate the mussels. Similar toxins have worked to kill mussels elsewhere, but this treatment in a major river was unprecedented.
And that's been weighing quite a bit on my mind, just gauging how effective the treatment was last fall.
Nick Zerflew, the invasive species lead at the Idaho State Department of Agriculture, says it's been a long winter of waiting to see if the mussels are gone. They stop reproducing in colder months, so they're not easily detectable then. As temperatures warm, Zerflew's team will begin collecting water samples again, searching for signs of mussels. Thanks to money from the legislature, those efforts will double in scale this summer. But Zerflew cautions that answers might take time.
Not having detections, I would take that as really great news, you know. But just knowing, you know, that's not going to tell the full picture until we go quite a little while with non-detects.
The tiny mussels are hard to find. It might take a few months, even a few years, to get an all clear. If the mussels are still around and float downstream, they can pose a big threat to anadromous fish that migrate from inland spawning grounds to the ocean and bring vital nutrients back, nutrients the quagga mussels absorb. They're expert filter feeders, says Anthony Capatillo, an invasive species biologist with the Nez Perce tribe and a tribal member.
If the quagga mussels are sucking all the oxygen and all the nutrients out of the water, then that takes away from the fish, so they're not able to grow as they usually would.
Salmon, in particular, he says, are already suffering because of dams and climate change, and quagga mussels with sharp shells coating fish ladders could make their migration journeys more treacherous.
All the money that we've been putting into all these projects to get these salmon and steelhead and lamprey back into these waters, all of that could potentially be for nothing if we allow these invasives to come and take hold.
Capatillo says a lot is at stake for a region that values clean water and access to the outdoors, but perhaps even more so for tribal communities.
If we do lose parts of our identity, lose our resources, we can't really measure what those losses are.
Idaho officials hope their eradication efforts have staved off an infestation. At the Twin Falls waterfront, they're requiring all boats entering and leaving the river to be washed down to prevent any remaining mussels from spreading. Plus, it would just take a single boat or kayak carrying new mussels to spark another introduction tomorrow. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.